While you don't see them in abundance, there are African Americans who enjoy hiking in the Miami Valley region. Groups of them are working to increase their numbers. One challenge is reaching the very people who would benefit from these groups and from this activity. Community Voices producer Tracy Elzey spoke with two Black leaders of Ohio hiking groups discussing the rewards and challenges they face.
I am a Black hiker who didn't get into the woods until I was in my mid-20s. Growing up on 7 Mile and Livernois in Detroit, we didn't have a lot of exposure to open green space. But my mom's tiny garden plot was filled with heirloom tomatoes, wax peppers, and collard greens. Let me just say, it was an oasis for me, surrounded by all the concrete and cars of the city. I've since moved to much greener surroundings and have learned why that little patch felt like such a calm, centering space. But when I go hiking here in Ohio, I notice an obvious absence of people who look like me on the trails and waterways. Where are all the Black folks? My friend Luther knows what I'm talking about.
Do you attract very many Black hikers to your hiking group?
Absolutely not. It's rare that I still do a double take every time I see a Black person on the trail.
That was Luther Palmer, and we went on a hike at Sweet Arrow Reserve in Dayton to discuss his hiking group, Yo Dayton, Let's Hike. And for this story, I also hiked in Hocking Hills with AJ Boyce from Outdoor Afro. And their first experiences with exposure to nature were quite different. Both include a lack of early exposure. Here's AJ.
What inspired me to get into hiking and outdoor anything was actually my lack of exposure. Growing up, I always had an innate, I guess you could say, appreciation of nature and natural spaces.
No, so my family's not really outdoorsy. We're more into baking pies and eating macaroni and cheese. I went to a white high school, predominantly white high school, and I remember my friends just invited me out into the woods one weekend. And I was skeptical, went out there and had a great time, like had a blast.
While both of these leaders started their groups with hopes of attracting Black hikers, they're seeing the complexities of drawing Black people to them, including hiking, camping, and rock climbing while Black. AJ told me a story about a friend, a Black woman, who set up at the wrong campsite by accident. Instead of speaking with her directly, other campers in the area simply went straight to the ranger. Sometimes the police are called on Black people who are trying to enjoy outdoor spaces because people are not used to seeing us there. Both leaders are thinking about ways to make these spaces feel safer and more accessible for people who are understandably hesitant to explore them.
Being around Black people feels safer. And I don't know, I have done a bad job of explaining why that is to people, but if I was in a room full of Black people, or if on a hike full of Black people, a whole park full of Black people, I wouldn't feel like my presence is threatening to someone else. That's a big part of it.
If I could be outside every day with Black people, I think that's like my dream. I walk away from events and things. Like I travel around the country to go to Black rock climbing meetups, which are very few. And when I leave, I literally cry happy tears. I had never cried happy tears in my life until a few years ago when I left a Black rock climbing meetup. And I was like, what is this? So it's just so gorgeous to feel accepted and seen and not have to defend yourself. Yeah, we're all doing what we want to do regardless of societal expectations for our demographic.
So those are the big ideas, but both leaders know that there are barriers to people participating.
A lot of people don't have experience, which makes them hesitant, but also things like gear and transportation.
One of the challenges is that my group is full of very experienced hikers. So we hike challenging terrains, we hike very quickly. And I think if we wanted to be more inclusive, we would have to do a wider variety of hikes to get beginners to feel welcome to come out and try something new.
And now that we're discussing all this, is that something that you think you might consider for the future?
I've been thinking about it for a long time, so I think maybe exposing myself on the radio like this is going to cause me to do it.
And as a result of this story, we decided to be the change, and we'll be starting a new group with Accessible Hikes where all are welcome, starting this autumn in Dayton. Watch for more details on the Yo Dayton Let's Hike page on meetup.com.
For WYSO, I'm Tracy Elzey.
That story was produced at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices here at WYSO.